Listen again.
音声をもう一度聞き、読み上げられた英語の質問に英語で答えなさい。
Researchers estimate that it would take about a month for internet users to read the privacy policies of all the websites they visit in a year. So, here is the truth. The internet is a very public place. There are few secrets online. That emotional email you sent to your friend, the illness you searched for when you were sick, and those hours spent watching kitten videos can all be gathered to create a defining profile of you. Your information can then be stored, analyzed, indexed, and sold to data companies that in turn might sell it to advertisers, employers, or health insurers. And while it's probably impossible to hide your online activities fully, you can take steps to protect yourself. Some of these measures are quite easy, and many are free. Of course, the more effort and money you spend, the more concealed you are. The trick is to find the right balance between cost, convenience, and privacy. Before you can stop the privacy thieves, you have to know who they are. Of course, there are hackers hanging around Wi-Fi hotspots. But security experts say search engine operators and email suppliers, such as Google, and social networks, such as Facebook, are more of a worry. These companies can easily collect and check your personal data. They can match your emails with your search history, as well as figure out your location and identify all the devices you use to connect to the internet. The worst part is they advertise themselves as a great help to your life because they can adjust their services to your needs, says Paul Ohm, a professor at the University of Colorado in the United States who specializes in information privacy and computer crime. But do most people want to give private information away? No.
Question number one.
According to the speaker, what is an example of personal data left online?
Question number two.
According to the speaker, what can happen to our information recorded online?
Question number three.
What does Professor Paul Ohm specialize in?